The time is 23 minutes to nine. Prince Charles is in trouble, according to the lead story in the Mail this morning. He's been secretly lobbying the health secretary to support homeopathic medicine, or, as the Mail puts it, discredited homeopathic medicine. Prince Charles thinks it works. Most doctors don't. The BMA has called it witchcraft. This was Prince Charles addressing the World Health Organization in 2006. And apologies, by the way, for the poor sound quality of this recording.
I believe that the proper mix of proven complementary, traditional and modern remedies, which emphasizes the active participation of the patient, can help to create a powerful healing force for our world.
When the Health Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, appeared on this programme last October, a few weeks after he got the job, Justin asked him if he thought homeopathy worked.
I think the important thing as Health Secretary is that I take decisions based on scientific advice, and that's what your listeners want to know. And, I also...
So if the doctors say, if scientists say, as they overwhelmingly do, that homeopathy doesn't work, then you accept that they are right, and previously where you seemed to support it, you would have been wrong.
I previously said, and we have to have some humility about what we don't know as well as what we do know, but I will follow that scientific advice. Absolutely. That's my job as Health Secretary.
Well, I'm joined on the line by David Colquhoun, who is Professor of Pharmacology at University College London. He writes a blog about dubious and dishonest science, as he puts it, and David Trudinic, Conservative MP, who is on the Health Select Committee. You think, Mr. Trudinic, that... how can I put this? Well, best you put it yourself, I suppose, that you think we should take homeopathy seriously?
Well, we should do what they do in the rest of the world, which is take it very seriously. There are 250,000 practitioners and 30 colleges in India. In France, 70% of pregnant women use homeopathy. It's available in all the chemists, and many European governments now have homeopathy in law, in their health arrangements. In Hong Kong, it's statutory regulated. In America, most of the major progressive academies want integrative healthcare. Unfortunately, we lag behind in the UK, and the attacks have come from vested interests, from people who have never studied the subject, like Professor Colquhoun, and others who are protecting their own turf.
Right, you're protecting your own turf. You've not studied the subject, Professor Colquhoun.
Oh dear. Yes, I've read all about it. It's utter nonsense. And actually, I'm afraid Mr. Trudinic has lost. I mean, the commissioning of homeopathic services by PCTs has gone way down. I don't actually think this meeting with Prince Charles was about that at all. It was probably about herbal regulation.
Can I just say, by the way, we don't know exactly what it's about. I've told you what the Mail said this morning. We do know that they met, but we don't know precisely what they talked about.
No, indeed. But my guess is it would be herbal regulation. That's a thing which has been very much in the news recently, and it's 90-1 it was that.
Before we actually return to whether homeopathy works or whatever, Mr. Trudinic, do you have any misgivings at all about Prince Charles holding what are described as, though not very secret now because we know about it, described as secret meetings with the health secretary to talk about things that perhaps should be in the public arena?
But not at all. He's probably as well placed as anyone in the country to comment on these issues because he had set up his integrated healthcare, the Foundation for Integrated Healthcare, and I think he's done a lot of good. We have to have regulation of herbal medicine and homeopathic medicine, statutory regulation, I suggest. The situation at the moment is with herbal medicine, we have to have statutory regulation to interface with European legislation, and for homeopathy, the society is a good regulatory body, as is the faculty, the doctors, but we do need to move to a statutory regulation for all homeopaths. I'd welcome that. There have been one or two rogues out there. They are a tiny number. The vast majority provide a cheap, safe and effective service, which doesn't threaten conventional medicine, as we've seen from the recent French trials. If you put homeopathy and conventional medicine together, you reduce the drug bill, improve patient choice, and everybody is happier.
Do you, Professor Colquhoun, do you put herbal medicine and homeopathy in the same box, as it were, or do you think there that some alternative medicines, to use the usually accepted definition, do they all not work, or are some better than others?
They're certainly not in the same box, because homeopathic remedies, so-called, contain nothing whatsoever, so they're identical with the placebos, and they obviously don't work. Herbal remedies could work, but there's not a single one that has full marketing authorization from the MHRA. If you look at the National Center for Complementary and Alternative Medicine, which is an American institution, and that spent $2 billion investigating these things, it hasn't come up with a single one that works. If you look at their herbs at a glance section, you'll find that none of them are very effective or make a satisfactory treatment. So they share in common the fact that they don't work, but the herbs are not in principle nonsense the way homeopathy is.
And that's the point, isn't it? Go on, Mr. Drinney.
Well, it's quite wrong. Aspirin's derived from willow bark. Valium comes from valerian. There's a little garden in the centre of London, the Chelsea Physic Garden, which has been there for centuries, providing herbs for practitioners and for drug companies that want to use them as well. Many of our medicines are derived from herbs.
Yeah, but the point about homeopathy is it's not a medicine, is it? I mean, you dilute something to such an extent that it ceases to exist.
Hippocrates, Paracelsus, many of the ancient great men saw the benefits of like treating like, and they preached that it was a good thing. This is how homeopathy works. It's a minute dilution of a substance which triggers the body to help repair itself. I personally think there are parallels with vaccinations, where scientists may say they're not, but there is a parallel in that if you take a substance and it provides a prevention.
So why has there not been a single study proving it, study in its entire history?
Well, there have been. There are over 60 trials that show that homeopathy does work, and the majority of scientific trials show that homeopathy works.
Nonsense.
And I've just said the French, in
All
France,
right.
government-sponsored research shows that allopathic medicine with homeopathy is more effective for patients and reduces drug costs, and at a time of tremendous increase in pressures in the health service, we must look everywhere.
All right, very
part of it.
Very quick thought on that, Professor Colum.
Well, of course, it doesn't work. There's nothing in the thing. It can't possibly work. The when it's compared with the placebo, it is identical with the placebo. And I'm afraid Mr. Tridinic lives in a world of his own. It simply does not and cannot work.
All right, have to end it there. Thanks both very much, David Colum and David Tridinic. Thanks both.